So what we were doing was looking at all of the major climate models that are used to assess the future development of climate as we go forward with increasing greenhouse gases. These are I think there were 32 models that we looked at from the Intergovernment Panel on Climate Change latest set of global climate models.
And the findings, what did this study reveal?
Well, what we were aiming to understand was if everybody's concerned about trying to limit global temperature to 2 degrees C, that's 3.6 Fahrenheit over the pre-industrial level, and that was the agreement that was signed by the U.S. in Paris. And what we wanted to know is, well, if we get to 2 degrees Celsius globally, what does that mean for our region in the Northeast, and what does it mean for the United States? And what we were talking about in the article was the fact that by the time we get to 2 degrees globally, the average increase for the world as a whole, we're well ahead of that. We get to 2 degrees C a couple of decades before the world as a whole. And by the time the world as a whole gets to 2 degrees C warmer, we're approaching 3 degrees C or 5.4 Fahrenheit warmer, which is a big deal.
And why is that a big deal? What sort of consequences will the Northeast expect if that is realized?
Well, one of the things we found was that most of the warming occurs in all seasons warm, but there's more warming taking place in the winter months. And as you can imagine, what that means is less snow and more rain or freezing rain. And that changes a lot of things. It changes the ecology in the Northeast because we won't have snow on the ground for as long or even at all in some cases, in some regions. That has an impact on wildlife, on insects like ticks, on animals that rely on snow cover, like snowshoe hare. And it also changes the fresh water in the rivers because the streams won't have the usual spring snowmelt to flush the rivers out, and it'll be more rainfall that'll go directly into the rivers, you know, during the winter. And that will have an impact on fish and other creatures that live in the streams and rivers. So overall, I think it will transform the way we think about winter in the Northeast if these changes are true, if they come to pass. And we may end up with the winters that are more commonly like this winter, which is, you know, not much snow and a lot of rain and freezing rain and kind of relatively mild most of the time.